One of the early advocates of renewable energy here in Vermont has died. John Warshow turned his 1970s activism into a business that was at the forefront of alternative energy development in the state. VPR's Steve Zint reports.
Warshow's energy activism began 40 years ago when he joined efforts to fight the construction of nuclear power plants in New England. Matthew Rubin met Warshow at a Vermont Yankee sit-in in the late 1970s when the two were chained to a fence next to each other. Rubin says Warshow was committed to finding alternatives to nuclear power.
The ultimate question was, well, it's all fine to be opposed to nuclear power. And so we decided, well, damn it, let's do something.
Rubin and Warshow established a business partnership that lasted for nearly 35 years. In the early 1980s, they converted a central Vermont flood control dam to a hydropower facility and sold it to a local utility. Several other hydro projects followed. In a 2007 interview with VPR, Warshow said the projects ushered in a new era of hydropower in the state.
In the 1980s, we being the independent power producers and the utility companies, doubled the amount of in-state hydro.
Rubin says alternative energy was in its infancy when he and Warshow started. As other technologies advanced, Warshow worked on solar projects and a landfill gas project at the Coventry landfill.
He was not a man who wanted to make money. He wanted to do what he believed in. He always did.
From the beginning, Warshow and Rubin were praised for the care they took to protect the environment. Elizabeth Courtney, who led the Vermont Natural Resources Council for 14 years, says instead of being an either-or type of person, Warshow took an approach she describes as either-and. She says his work with the Vermont River Conservancy illustrated that approach.
That the river can work for him and he can work for the river in protecting it, in helping people to gain access to it for fishing, boating, swimming.
Even as he dedicated himself to renewable projects, Warshow maintained his opposition to nuclear power. Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns remembers Warshow was very particular about how his name appeared on the mailing label for the correspondence he received from VPIRG.
He insisted that his name be written out as John and then in quotes, "No Nukes, Warshow." He wanted that there. It was important to who he was.
Burns says despite his strongly held beliefs, Warshow was a gentle, soft-spoken advocate who was never strident or in your face. Warshow, who was also a longtime member of the Marshfield Select Board, died Sunday after a brief battle with cancer. He was 59. He's survived by his wife, Jenny, and two sons. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.